I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America.
At a recent stop in Dayton, U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Eric Shinseki painted two very different pictures of American military service. The first image, the men and women who proudly serve in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. The second image, that of the returning military veteran facing challenges of unemployment, homelessness, drug addiction, and suicide.
The same youngsters walked across those high school graduation platforms. But I have to ask, how do we keep them from entering that downward spiral of joblessness?
In Ohio, more than 80% of military vets don't have college degrees. Even those who do pursue higher education face challenges. Ben Eckstein was a high school grad who willingly served in uniform.
Getting through high school, my parents said, hey, you better find a way to pay for college because we can't. And so I was really looking at the military and what it had to offer by way of financial aid for college.
His family has a long tradition of military service, and with the promise of tuition money, the Ohio Army National Guard seemed like a good fit. That was 8 years ago. Ben is still in the Guard and he attends Wright State University. He wants to be a high school teacher, though he worries about the economy. Still, he feels lucky. Ben says he has a strong support system, one that many of his friends didn't have once their military service ended.
You live in very close proximity with your closest buddies who you're relying on to save your life if that need ever arose. And then you get back and you're by yourself. You have nobody. You don't even have those people that were dearest to you when you left.
I can't explain to you why one vet makes it and another one doesn't.
Until recently, Alan Clark ran the transitional job and housing program at the Veterans Resource Center.
That's what we're all about, the one that got stuck.
Operated by the faith-based Volunteers of America, the VRC offers services for vets. Clark knows firsthand about the challenges returning vets face.
Wars are fought by children. I was 18 when I went to Vietnam, and a lot of the guys in Iraq now are 18 and 19 years old. So every tour that you do in Iraq statistically lessens your chance of blending back into society.
Today I celebrate my 92nd day of sobriety.
That's Jerome Barnett, an older vet. He was candid about his years of drug addiction. He now lives at the resource center, and once he's met the drug-free requirement for the job placement program, he hopes to find steady employment.
If an individual puts himself in the right state of mind and follow the instructions and use the tools that the VOA have for you, it works. And this program is continuing to help me.
Awareness of the issues facing vets is growing. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs website says, quote, the days of being ashamed of mental health problems are over. Organizations like the VRC and the VA Medical Center are doing what they can. The VRC serves more than 100 vets through its in-house programs and outreach services. And Clark points out that because of Wright Pat, we live in a very veteran-friendly community. But getting those vets healthy and employed is a big job in itself.
In tough times, there are employers who would prefer to hire someone who had no issues. A lot of our veterans do. And, you know, what we're doing is, you know, we're appealing to employers who understand that and get that.
National Guardsman and student Ben Eckstein knows the value of a strong support structure for returning vets. But he notes the chance for all vets to succeed comes from within.
There's a lot of people back here that don't care what you did over there. There's a lot of people that do care and that support you, but then there's a lot of people that they want to see your merits away from the military as well as in the military. So I think it's definitely kind of a temptation to just fall back on your military service as a gateway into different places and through situations. But I don't think we should fully rely on that. I think we should definitely strengthen other areas of our lives that can help us in any situation.
For now, Ben's focusing on finishing his school and updating his resume, and he says it's the personal discipline and training he learned in the military that will help him succeed. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.